Commitment. When a man and a woman commit themselves to each other upon making the marriage vows, they both pledge to be loyal and faithful to this companion regardless of the challenges of life. In sickness and in health, and for richer or for poorer, are the standard lines. Far too often in today's world, when the going gets tough, the weak get going. In other words, non-committed companions simply move out and move on all too readily. We live in a disposable society, not only of goods and services, but also of relationships. We feel we need to get rid of or run away from the problems we encounter. Naturally, we are all aware of situations in which getting out of a marriage is the only healthy alternative. But too many couples give up on a marriage when what they need to do is reaffirm their commitment to each other and then work to get through the tough stuff so they will emerge with a stronger relationship. It can and does happen all the time. I remember after I had left home and married, my mother considered getting a divorce. She and my dad had fought for years and did not seem to have very much in common anymore, much less a best friend's relationship. My brother was a junior in high school at the time, and when Mom talked with him about her feelings, he asked her not to leave him and his dad. His pleas made such an impact that she made a decision at that point to stick it out for her son. This turned out to be the right decision. Not only did she stick it out through the tough times, but what emerged was a stronger relationship and greater love between her and my dad than they had ever experienced before. As they grew older, with the children grown and gone, she developed a serious, eventually terminal illness, which required my father to care for her with increasing intensity as the years went by. He grew to love her more with each day of service and care, and she grew to love him more because of his love, caring, and commitment to her. He remained committed to her to the end and misses her dearly since her passing. She told me several months before her death that the decision she had made to stay with him and love him was the best one she could have made, and that her love and commitment for him only grew more intense and mature with the passing years. She died with a special love for him that would never have developed except for the trials they endured together. At the core of maintaining your sense of commitment and loyalty to your marriage partner is absolute fidelity, maintaining the exclusivity of your sexual relationship with each other. Furthermore, those who are committed to remaining committed to their mate will use wisdom and discretion in the ways that they not only interact with, but also think about other individuals of the opposite sex. Although allowing yourself to dream about sexual fantasies with others might seem harmless, this practice can easily plant the seed of infidelity.